Hey, everybody, I'm Marty Dodson. I'm here with Clay Mills.
We're here.
We're both here. Today, we're going to talk about why you should write songs even if no one hears them.
Love it.
Okay.
You know why?
Why?
I feel like, and we're going to get to the 9 points here, so don't worry, but I just want to say, if you are a writer of any kind, I feel like expressing your voice, expressing your thoughts, your feelings, is probably the most important thing that a human being can do.
Yeah.
And I feel like there's all these forces. I wake up, get on my email, Google instantly fills in what it thinks I should say to somebody I'm writing to. Mm-hmm. I turn on TV, there's an ad for AI. Let AI write for you. Let it do your writing. Why should you be creative? And it just feels like we're in this tech noisy world that wants to quiet our voice. And I just feel like there's nothing more important than expressing ourselves, you know, and learning how to do that. You know?
Exactly.
So anyway, that's my spiel.
Okay. We're done. Now, we got a lot to talk about. So the first one is because most people want to and few do.
Yes.
You know, when you write a song, you've done something that a lot of people would love to do, but few people actually do it. And I think that accomplishment is something that's important. And, you know, we've had people come up to us and say, well, I'm not really a songwriter. I haven't had any songs recorded. Having songs recorded doesn't have anything to do with being a songwriter.
No.
Songwriter writes songs. So if you write songs, you've done something special.
Yes. So my thoughts on this are that you said so few people do it. And I think that's what great writers do, is they say the things in songs that most people want to say, but they're afraid to, you know, they're afraid to tell someone how they really feel. But, oh, this song does it in a perfect way, so it resonates with us. So I think if you have the inclination or the calling to write, I think that's very important to the world,
yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. Number two is talent doesn't have that much to do with it. It just takes passion and repetition,
yes.
You know? So many people, I think, don't write that first song because they just think, well, I don't have enough talent, or I'm not a good enough singer, or, you know, all these different excuses. But if you can throw those out and just go, you know what, I've got something I'm passionate I want to say, and work on that, you know, just get in the repetitions of doing it anyway and not worrying about your talent level.
Well, I think that some people watching will question how much talent they have. But I think that more people than they realize have the talent to write songs and to write good songs. We've both seen people come to town and their publishers set them up to write with us. And we're going, man, I don't know if this person's ever going to write a great song. They just don't have a clue. Like what? And then next thing you know, they're writing amazing songs because they learned how to do it. And so for that, I think that a lot of people have the talent. They just haven't learned to put it all together. And that's one of the things I love about Songtown since we started, is we get to coach so many songwriters. And we see them go from point A, all of a sudden they're over here at point Y or Z, and you're like, wow. You know, it's like it's so cool to see that growth and development.
Yeah. Number three is personal growth. I currently have someone mentoring me in screenwriting.
Yeah.
Just because I want to learn something new. And I think, you know, when you take up something like songwriting, it grows you as a person because you're learning something new, you're stretching different muscles. What are your thoughts on that?
And just the pride. Like, I grew up on a farm when I was a kid, and the sense of accomplishment and pride at the end of the day from the work that you put in. You know, you put in this work, and there are at the end of a growing season when it's harvested, and you're like, yeah, I was there when we planted it, and when just seeing, kind of taking nothing and growing it into something, taking nothing, growing it into a song that maybe I sang at a writer's night and people came up to me and told me it touched them. I just think it's very powerful.
Yeah, absolutely. Number four is confidence you get from doing hard things. And I've seen this so much in my songwriting career.
Maybe
it is
kind of
what
look
you,
at the notes.
Maybe so. You should look ahead. But
in case you don't know, we have a whiteboard that has an outline. So we've got 9 points we wanted to talk about today. And I should have looked ahead.
Clay rarely looks at it.
Yeah, I can't see. Like, I'm blind. I can't see. But it's helpful for Marty. I just make Ashley just, like, edit and cut my bad stuff out.
There you go. But, no, I mean, what I've seen in my career is, you know, I tried out. There used to be a theme park in Nashville, Opryland. And I loved that place. And so I tried out. I got took all my courage to try out for that show. And I got a nice letter from them saying that they were not in need of my particular talents at the moment. Mm-hmm. But from doing that, I realized, okay, I didn't die. You know, I wasn't mortified, you know. And that gave me confidence to take other steps. And it gave me confidence to start writing songs. And then it gave me confidence to play my songs for people. And I think just the confidence you get from doing hard things that challenge you is a great thing for life in general.
There was a great song when I first moved from New York to Nashville. There was a song that I heard from a writer in town. It was called Fall Reaching. Mm-hmm. And I just always loved that idea because if I'm going to fall, if I'm going to fail, I want to fall reaching.
Yeah.
I want to fail trying to do something that I didn't think was possible or something I want to get to eventually, but I want to fall reaching. I don't want to just go through life and never try, you know? Yeah. And I think there's a power. It's that failure that trains you to be who you're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard a joke one time. It was something like, I want to die peacefully in my sleep like my grandfather, not like the screaming passengers in his car. I don't know what that has to do with this, but anyway. Number five is I think it trains your focus. Because when you write a song, you have to...
You were testing our focus.
I was, and I took us off of it. But you have to focus on something. And songs, one of the beautiful things about songs is that you don't have long to tell your story. You know, you just have 3 minutes, 3.5 minutes, and you've got to get it all in. And that causes you to have to focus. And I think that focus is good for a lot of people.
Yeah, especially somebody that chases a lot of squirrels like I do. Mm-hmm. But when I'm in the writing room, it's the most focused I'm going to be that day probably. Mm-hmm. Like it's, yeah, I love it.
Me too. The next one is that it builds skills that are useful in life. Mm-hmm. One of the things, I've done a lot of corporate training, and one of the things that a lot of these people have talked to me about, because it's a lot of salespeople and people that are trying to sell a product or mm-hmm. something, and they've told me, one of the things that they appreciated about learning a little bit about songwriting was that it helped their storytelling.
Oh, yeah.
Because sales is storytelling. You have to go in, you have to persuade, you have to tell someone a story.
It's the latest buzzword in marketing now, storytelling.
Is it? Yeah. Well, so songwriting helps you learn skills that are helpful in other areas of your life.
Perfect. I love that.
The next one, it creates connection and helps you find your tribe. One of the reasons we started Songtown was to help songwriters find their tribe. So we have songwriters from all over the world, many of whom are kind of isolated and they don't have other songwriters around them. And when you get with other people that are weird like we are, and you finally go, oh, these are my people. They get me. You know.
I know. I had an experience like that years ago. Skip Ewing, great songwriter, singer, artist, very successful. Invited a group of songwriters over to his place, and we had dinner, and people started talking. And then everything, people had this quick wit and this sense of humor that all of a sudden I was like, yeah, this is how I've been looking for these kind of people my whole life. Mm-hmm. Like somebody that thinks the same way that I do, not necessarily thinks, you know, the same about politics or whatever, not that kind of thing, but just the way their brain works. You know, they're always looking for double entendres and just approaching in a weird
playing way. With language.
Playing with language. Yes, exactly. That's it. And so it was so much fun just to be around other people. And that's the great thing about Songtown is everyone in our community is weird like this.
Exactly. You know? Number eight is that it inspires other people. I think when you see someone, and I think of experience early in my career, I got up and I tried to play one of my songs at the Bluebird, and I flubbed it up really bad. And the people in the audience, I thought, oh, no, they're going to laugh at me. They didn't laugh at me. They felt bad for me, but but they empathized with me, and they waited patiently for me to get it together and get the song right, you know? And I think seeing people mess up even inspires other people. Seeing people that tried something hard and they did it inspires other people. I was, again, at the Bluebird one time, and the guy that wrote The Gambler messed it up. And the audience just helped him get back, you know, because the whole audience knew the song, you know.
Yeah.
But just thinking about just the act of writing a song could inspire someone else is meaningful. And, you know, like you've mentioned before, when one of our songs is played and somebody said, oh, you know, I was at a really low point in my life and that song really picked me up, you know, that's meaningful.
And it could be the most random things. Like one time I played a song, Fall, at the Bluebird, and it was a song for Clay Walker. It was a big hit. But someone came up to me afterwards, and now I wrote that song for singing to like a love interest, you know, and they came up to me and they were like, when my husband was going, he, you know, 2 years he was bedridden and, you know, it was the end of his life and I was his caretaker. And they were like, that song got me through all those hard days. I would put that song on and it was like, wow, I never thought when I was writing it that it would affect somebody in that situation. But what if I had not written it? Like, would that person's life have taken a different turn? Like, I don't know. Like, it's interesting.
Yeah, it is. And the final thing we want to say to you is that the win is becoming a songwriter. It's not getting plaques on the wall. It's not acclaim or awards. The win is just becoming a songwriter.
Yes.
Putting your voice out into the world. And it, whether 10 people hear the song or millions of people hear the song, you've touched other people in a meaningful way, and that's a win.
Yeah, it's kind of sad when people write us all the time and they're like, can you listen to my song and tell me if I'm a songwriter, if I'm good enough to be a songwriter? And it's my heart goes out to them, because if you wrote a song, you're a songwriter, you know? And whether someone, don't base your decision on whether to be a songwriter based on whether I think you're good enough. Yeah. You know, we should do a whole episode on that.
Yeah, we should. All right. We'll see you soon.
Cheers.
Hey, thanks for watching. If you appreciate the content, hit the subscribe button and help us grow. Shout out to Sweetwater Music. It's where Marty and I get all our musical gear. Great people. We'll see you guys around town. Right on.